Greetings. We do serve under Serge in Burundi. Some of you know Serge. We've been there in Africa 7 years, in Burundi 5. We were here in the 80s, 70s and 80s. Our ministry there is mostly mercy and justice with some discipleship. We serve at a university, and our goal is to raise up a generation that will transform the nation of Burundi and the nations around for the next future years. So we're working with youth in university. Primarily, I'm working in medicine. I'm the dean of the medical school. I teach and I do clinical care there as well. Carolyn teaches English at an undergraduate and graduate level at this university. There were as many as 5,000 students before a little crisis we had in 2015, and we're back up to over 2,000. Medicine didn't take as much of a dip, but it's going well for us. We also work in support of a team with our organization, which runs an upcountry mission hospital. It was a one-doc hospital before we got there. Now there are 10 American physicians, 3 teachers, construction workers, nurses, families. It's half kids. There are 53 up there. So we are their in-capital support for their transitions back and forth. We have a 4-bedroom house for the two of us, and all of them are full. So it works to be quite a joy to do that support. Carolyn is also the teacher support for their school up there. Is there 17 in school right now? Yeah, 17 of the 24 kids are in school at the school right now, and she's the teacher evaluator and the regional coordinator for education for families that are not in traditional schools within our region of Africa for our organization. And we also work with trying to model, and we had this vision of being more disciples of students, and the church says, well, we'll do that. So we ended up being older, mature believers to other expatriates. And it's ironic. Some of you who have been here forever will remember the name Helen Katzimatidis. And in 1977, spring of 77, I was a first-year medical student, and I was in their small group. Well, now their son is in my small group in Burundi. Well, not mine, but ours. It's like that. So we are together in Burundi, he and his wife, and he wasn't even born when they were here, and I was in their small group. So it's just the world comes around. So we have many people who are younger than us who are serving that we have a chance to simply be another older person to speak with. So that's good. So how you can pray for us. Pray for us, first of all, in our marriage, because it's always a challenge to be in an environment that stretches us. And I have a tendency to parallel play and focus on my work so that God would bring us together. I know there are no husbands here like that. None. No wives that would ever complain. And pray for us in our personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that would never, not only never grow dull, but continue to thrive and grow, even as we have the opportunity to serve. Pray with us in humility. The cross-cultural stuff that we deal with is not so much poverty or the differences of whether we can eat steak or chicken or not. It's that our partners who are Christians, who are believers, who are working as the church in Burundi, have a different view in many things of what's the priority. And we struggle with assuming that our American view of Christianity and the priorities that we hold as Americans are, of course, the biblical priorities. And sometimes we're struggling face to face with maybe what we assume is what God has told us to do is not. So we are asked to humble ourselves, to submit to their way of doing things because it's their country and their university and their church, and that's not always easy. Pray for us also as we are here for another 2-3 weeks to be with our families and friends, and we've really enjoyed being with our friends here, and that we would be refreshed before going back, and that we would look ahead to the year. It's going to be an intensive year for me because we're finishing our 236th graduate in medicine and preparing another 105 for next year for a country that had 300 doctors when we arrived 6 years ago, it's pretty amazing. So we're pretty excited about that. But we're not the only ones creating doctors, and that's going to be a big change for the country to absorb so many new physicians. But pray for us as we seek wisdom for how to go forward from here. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy and Carolyn. I asked Gordon if he would come up and pray for Randy and Carolyn and their work. Let's pray.
Father, thank you for bringing Randy and Carolyn back. Thank you for their hearing your call to serve in Africa, for selling their house and their life as a doctor and family here in the U.S. and serving you in a very difficult situation. We thank you that you preserve their well-being during the turmoil in the country with all the political and fighting that was going on a few years ago. We do ask that you would keep them close to you by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you protect them, guide their marriage, help them to know how to find balance as they have all of these people coming and visiting, as they have huge responsibilities. We pray that you would help them to love each other well. We pray that you would encourage them and strengthen them by your Spirit. We do pray that you would provide opportunities for all of these doctors they're working with to get practical experience and to be able to earn a living after going through medical school. Lord, the needs of Africa are huge, and we cry out to you for your bringing the needed food, the needed rain, the needed medical help that all of the people struggle with. You are gracious, O God, and we pray that you go before Randy and Carolyn as they spend time in the States, as they visit friends and families, as they raise support, as they look to you for going forward. We pray that this would be a time of rest and enjoyment. Grant them your peace, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.